Plusieurs résidents aimeraient peser sur pause en ce qui a trait le projet immobilier du 405 chemin SA. Mélissa Callis, qui a lancé une pétition en ce sens, récoltant plus de 550 noms, fait partie de ses opposants. Selon le plan de la ville, un bâtiment de 8 étages serait érigé, comprenant 89 unités. 12 % de ce nombre seraient des logements abordables. J'ai eu la chance d'en discuter avec Michelle Banfield, qui est directrice du développement des services à la ville de Barrie. Je lui ai posé premièrement la question, à savoir, est-ce que le projet immobilier du 405 chemin SA demande un changement de zonage?
So this 405 SA road has had two development applications really since around 2017. So there was one application that was approved by council in 2018. And that decision was appealed to the local planning appeal tribunal, the LPAC. And that decision to uphold the zoning bylaw that council approved was issued in 2021. So there is a zoning on the site right now that would allow the development of 16 townhouse units. At the same time, the owner, who's the same owner that proposed the 16 townhouses, came in with a development application to change that proposal, which is well within their rights to do so. They own the property. They can ask us to consider something different. And that case, they're asking to do some different types of units and more units. And so they would need to rezone from what's originally there to allow for this new proposal of the condo development and some of the townhouses.
Effectivement, il y a des questions de zonage et de rezonage, mais comme elle me le disait, c'est dans la nature et dans le droit du développeur de changer ses plans. Si le développeur veut améliorer, modifier, bonifier son développement, il a tous les droits selon ce qu'elle me racontait. Les résidents ont exprimé de nombreuses préoccupations concernant le site, notamment le trafic potentiel, le temps d'attente des véhicules, le stationnement insuffisant et l'ombrage et les problèmes de hauteur du bâtiment. Michelle Banfield m'a justement expliqué tout ça, ce qui est en cause entre le développeur et les opposants.
You know, the neighborhood and the community has been really against the redevelopment of this site from the beginning, even for the first townhouse proposal. And it actually was the neighbors that made the appeal of council's approval back in 2018. So I think, you know, ultimately some of the concerns that, you know, we heard at that time are the same concerns from the community that we're hearing today, although because the new proposal is proposing a lot more units than the 16 townhouses, you know, some of those concerns are even increased. So some of the concerns are traffic, the separation and the integration of the project around the single detached homes that are adjacent to the site. Those are, you know, transitioning between, as I said, more like a one or two story homes to higher built forms. So those are some of the concerns that we're hearing from the community.
Comme Mme Banfield me l'a dit, effectivement, il y a une opposition et c'est en revue. On revoit le dossier comme tel pour être approuvé très, très bientôt. Mais est-ce qu'il y a du logement abordable? Est-ce qu'il y a possibilité de logement abordable dans ce nouveau projet du 405 chemin SA?
The original proposal, no, there was no reference to affordable housing. And, you know, what we hear most times that while developers, when they're working through the approvals process, they're open to affordable housing. We really don't usually know those details quite so early in the process.
Selon Michelle Banfield, directrice des services et du développement à la ville de Barrie, on ne le sait pas encore. Il est encore un peu tôt pour avoir une réponse là-dessus. mais comme elle me le disait, souvent les développeurs, pour attirer l'opinion du public, eh bien, vont faire une petite place au logement abordable. Alors, on en est où avec ce projet-là? Est-ce qu'il est encore en attente ou il est prêt à être construit dès maintenant?
The city is reviewing the application that's before us, which is works up to about 95 units on the site versus 16. So right now, city staff are reviewing not only city staff and different departments, but also our external partner agencies are looking at the technical application, and we're going to be giving comments back to the applicant. At the same time, there was a whole bunch of items raised at the public meeting that was held back in December. So at that point, the developer is going to, you know, have to take a look at all of these comments and respond to them. And sometimes responding to them results in a change in their plan or a change in their reports. But at this point, and sometimes it is additional contact with the neighbors and the community.
Le personnel continuera de travailler avec le demandeur et les résidents pour répondre aux commentaires reçus dans le cadre du processus de consultation publique, ainsi qu'aux commentaires soulevés lors de l'analyse technique de cette demande. Un rapport du personnel sur la question sera préparé pour délibération au comité en 2022.